Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another, what I consider anyway, session of sanity. Right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, listen. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. I mean, seriously, Mike Lindell is trying to do everything he can. I mean that sincerely. Everything he can to make it so guys like me can pick up a few bucks online, right? And frankly and honestly, it's getting harder and harder to do that because you're seeing them clamp down more and more and more on, you know, what they say, how they say, making money online, right? Having a revenue stream, maybe even from your own store. We have a store on our site, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com, you know, head over there and check it out as well. But I got to tell you, again, you need to MyPillow got my, good, the tongue's getting in the way, MyPillow.com, you want to go over there, you want to check things out. If you use promo code Joe on your way out, you'll save from 30 to 70%. I've got the pillows, I've got the sheets, I've got the towels, and I'm telling you, they're worth the money. You'll save good money. And you'll learn, and you'll, and, you know, they're just worth the money. Now, I've had some people say to me that, you know, the slippers, the whatever, too much money. Yeah, that's because you don't plug in the promo code. If you don't plug in the promo code, you save the full amount, you pay the full amount. So, again, it's really simple. Just use promo code Joe on your way out. You'll save 30 to 70%. I am telling you, you'll love the product, because if you don't love the product, guess what you get to do? You get to send it back, and he'll give you your money back, because he doesn't want any aggravation. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, on your way out, and I'm telling you, you'll be happy. I guarantee you'll be happy. How do you like that? I'm not going to give you back your money. He will. But I guarantee you'll be happy. Not so happy, though. Let me play. This is just a quick clip I ran across. They interviewed some young kids at a football game. And quite interesting to hear what they had to say. Take a listen.
What is the capital of Germany? France. What is the capital of Italy? France? What is the capital of Italy? Hey, good to me.
Like Asia?
Asia. Do you want to cry yet? I mean, come on. Seriously. These kids are graduating. They have graduated or graduating. These are seniors in a high school. And you wonder why we're in the problem that we're having. It has absolutely nothing to do with our schools, right? Where did they learn this? they're supposed to be learning it in school. I mean, seriously. Some of the biggies you should know. Italy and since when is a country the capital of another country? Right? What does that tell you? It's just amazing to me. And we're letting them out, and the teachers want more money, and the school districts tell you how great they are, and the government forces you to put your kids in those school systems. Why? How? How does that work? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, they're talking about, and see, that's why you have to go to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. They're talking about gas-powered vehicles in the chat room right now. And I got to tell you, in California, this is the thing, they don't understand. A couple things, right? You will not be able to sell a gas-powered vehicle in California after 2035. Let that sink in. So I don't know because the law still hasn't rolled out, but it is a law. Does that mean you won't be able to sell new gas-powered vehicles? Will you be able to sell your old gas-powered vehicle to somebody else who wants a gas-powered vehicle? Where will they get the gas? Because if there's not a high demand for gas because everything goes electric or perceived to be going electric, why would I open up a gas station? And how many people will we put out of work? You got drivers that deliver the gas to those stations. I mean, I could do the whole round robin. I could show you how many people are damaged and hurt by that. But they don't care. They don't look at it that way. Green energy will pick up. Really? So I'll be able to pull into a charging gas station or a charging station? Well, there's no oil to check, I don't think. Right? So I'll pull in. I'll plug the electric thing in, what, in 5 minutes? Will I be fully? Because I can fill my tank in 5 to 8 minutes. Will I be able to fill my batteries up in 5 to 8 minutes? Or, will every building now, office building or what have you, be required to have a charger or charging at every, station, every parking space? I mean, seriously, there's no way these people think this through, or their pockets are being lined by the people that are coming up with these batteries, coming up with these cars, coming up with these charging devices. And they just don't care. Because they'll have more money than they know what to do with. All right. The Generation Z, Gen Z, as we say. Right? We're going to have problems with employers. Because they don't know what to do with Gen Z. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Somewhat. We are back. Well, I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win, right? I mean, truly, it is the way we win. Right? Once you get informed, once you get engaged, then we can, because look at it, you shut them down. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond to you. When they start calling you names, you got them. You know you got them. Right? And I, frankly, sorry, but I love it. They do it, and I enjoy listening to them do it. Because, you know, at that point in time, when you start using that language and calling somebody names, you've got nothing to fight back with. That's the problem. Anyhow. We're talking about the Gen Z. And do they really want to work 9 to 5? Right? I mean, do they really want to do the work that we, you know, I was talking about this to somebody the other day. Will our teens know what it's like or understand what an 8-hour day is? Maybe even a 10-hour day. Will they understand that you don't get paid for every minute that you work? I mean, if you live in California, I mean, they pamper the employees and take it to the employers. Seriously, when you see somebody employment law, I got to tell you, Tammy used to come home when we had the computer company, the networking company. She would go to these seminars for employees. And she would come back and she'd say, "We're so screwed. Stop hiring people. Because there's too much to keep up with." They used to have this stupid law that if you had service people working for you, you know, you were in a service business, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, anything along those lines. I mean, not carpenters, but electricians and plumbers, right? You had to give them a break every so many hours. They had to have a lunch break or so much. And it was kind of an honor system. So they would sign their card. They would sign out. They would tell you how they, you know, they took their lunch, they took their break, or what have you. If you had to fire them at some point in time because they weren't doing their job, you caught them lying, or whatever the situation was, if they came back, they could sue you for saying, "Look, I didn't take my breaks, I didn't take my lunch, because I was afraid of him. I knew he'd fire me if I did that. I had to get the job done, period." And they just put you in a position where it is a no-win situation for you. Well, the woman says that she hung up during a phone screening for a job after the recruiter said the employees were required to answer emails after hours and work during the weekend. So there was a video that this woman posted. I think it was the first or second week of April. She said the first interview for a job was going well until the recruiter let her know that all employees were expected to keep an eye on their email after hours. She was one weekend day to come into the office. She said, "I'm feeling like with salary and not really having any work-life balance, it's just not aligned. But I really hope that you find what you're looking for," she said. She told the recruiter, and she hung up. Well, you know, again, I don't know this person's situation. Right? They go down the list and show you that most Gen Zers, they want to work 9 to 5. That's it. Because they got other things going on. Right? I mean, I can tell you when, God, it was a while ago. But I can tell you when I was doing interviews for new hires at a company. I remember when I first started with them, how the questions were all around, you know, the job environment, what it was like, what was the salary, what were the benefits, how long would it take them to get medical, how long would it take them to get vested, all these normal questions you think you should ask, right? But as time went on, and towards my last days of working for this particular company and interviewing people, those weren't the questions. Can I work 4 10s? How many days a week do I get off? Can I take longer, you know, lunch breaks? Because I like to walk the beach. All these things were kind of like, well, wait a minute. What about getting your job done? What are we talking about? You get your job. If you get 5 days worth of work done in 2.5 or 3 days, you can have the other 2 days off. All right? But no, those weren't the questions. These were the young. I mean, at the time, I guess maybe those were the millennials starting to come up. But they go to these job interviews looking more for how do they get out of work as opposed to, now they're calling it, you know, life balance. Well, you do that on your own. You can make that work on your own. You really can. You get your stuff done. You don't leave things hanging. Yeah. We all checked emails after hours. Well, when I was there, the email wasn't the big deal. It was your pager, right? Yeah. Come on, don't laugh. Some of you are just as old. Right, but it's the pager, and you checked that. There were ways to get a hold of you. But these Gen Zers are talking here in this conversation. They're talking about how, what could be that important? Well, it depends on where you work and how you work. Right? They're complaining that these companies, all these companies want to do is, is literally bare your heart and soul for minimum wage. Well, that's not really true. They need to get the work done. And the funny thing about it is that, you know, I found in my career 20 years ago, we were starting to get to the point where your paycheck didn't matter as much as that pat on the back telling you what a great job you were doing. You know, maybe I come from the older school, the very old school, the school of old dirt or something. But for me, the attaboy, the great job, was when I got that check every week. That was the great job. They didn't fire me. There was no pink slip in there. And I was, you know, I always told my kids, make yourself valuable. Make yourself one of the most valuable people in that department. Because when they go to lay people off, when they go to, you know, to fire people, what have you, they're going to keep you on. Matter of fact, even if they get rid of that department, they're going to move you to another department. Because they see that you're a self-starter. You can get things done. You don't complain. And I'm not saying you don't make a change, make a difference, make the place better. But most young people think the way you make something better is to complain about it. You don't just complain. You come up with solutions. Several solutions. Because many of you think the solution is to keep throwing money at something. That is not it. Anyway. The one complaint that 6 days, I feel like a dead person. Why don't we have a company sleepover? We can all work 7 days a week. I mean, this is what they're doing. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Victims from this week's bank shooting in Louisville, Kentucky are remembered with vigils Wednesday. At the same time earlier, we heard 911 calls from during the chaos.
Has anybody been shot?
Yes.
How many people?
I don't know. 8 or 9.
8 or 9 people have been shot?
Uh-huh.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear opened up about his personal connection to Monday's shooting.
I lost one of my best friends on Monday, but I've got 2 friends and more that survived.
And all 5 were killed, 9 wounded. Ukrainian officials are once again asking for American fighter jets to aid its fight against Russia. On Wednesday, Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal directly appealed to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin for fighter jets and long-range missiles. Shmyhal says Ukraine will win the war, but would achieve victory faster and with fewer casualties if they had the longer-range weapons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I looked around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously, be part of the solution. Not kind of, sort of. I want you part of it. All right. Americans are convinced now that race relations are bad. Okay? But the data says just the opposite. And this is the argument I always have with people. When they show up and they tell you how bad violence is, what's going on? And you sit there and say, okay, really? Give me the numbers. Prove it to me. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. American race relations are in a bad place. That's according to a recent poll about how black Americans perceive the state of racism. And it paints a grim picture, if you look at it, according to the Pew Research Center. And things are getting worse. Now, back in the days of 2012, right? Okay. Now think about this. This is before Barack Obama came on the scene. Right? They were losing the war on racism. And when I say that, I mean, race relations were really good. They were getting better every day. And we knew it. Most of the black adults that I know that I'm friends with will tell you that. So in 2012, only 30% of black Americans thought contemporary racism was a primary detriment to success. But 8 years later, in 2021, after 8 years, one of the most, the black president, I'd rather call him a half-black president, and Black Lives Matter stepping into the movement, now almost 70% of black Americans called racism a primary detriment. But the funny thing about it is that it's not necessarily a dislike of black folks. And when you say you're not for the BLM movement, because again, it's one of those movements been absconded with because they saw millions of megabucks coming through. Somebody had to get control of it, right? And so it's not a dislike for black folks. It's a dislike for BLM where it is today. Black people are not alone in this perception what's going on in America. A major recent poll among Asian Americans found that just 31% of Asian Americans between 35 and 54 feel that they belong and are accepted in the U.S. And just 27% of those, 25 to 34, you know, an astonishing 81% of Asian Americans between 18 and 24 feel like they don't belong or are accepted. But see, I have to ask this question. Because when you talk to these young folks, 18 to 24, when you're discussing with them certain things, they have been led to believe unless something is a certain way, it means you hate them. Unless something is a certain way, it means you don't accept them. I mean, just look at the LGBTQ community, right? If you don't agree totally, 100% with the transgender movement, you hate them. And that's just not true. We know that. Right? Now, yeah, I'm going to be self-serving for a minute. I don't get it. And I don't get it because I don't do the race thing. I don't care what color you are, what ethnicity you are, what have you. You know, back in the day when we were unenlightened and uneducated, right, what they have? Some of you guys in the chat room, help me out here, okay? We had, you were red-skinned if you were Native American / Indian, right? You were, black-skinned if you were African-American, whatever the words they used. Okay, if you were Asian, they said you were yellowed skin, which I don't understand, but whatever. I mean, people try to explain to me, but I don't see it. Right, I mean, you go down the list, brown skin being Hispanic, Latino, Latina, whatever. And the funny thing about it, as much as they talk against that stuff, when you guys go look online about it, it was all coming together, all getting along. You see those hands, you know, the hand depictions? What do you see? Black hand, white hand, yellow hand, red hand, and so forth, right? But yet they don't want you to do that, but they're the ones putting them out there. Seriously. So it's just amazing. Again, I don't think any less of any one of those groups. I don't. But I do think that we have been browbeating. We have been brainwashing our young people of all ethnicities so much that I'm not going to say there's no way to win this because I don't mean that at all. Browbeating these people so much that it's a no-win scenario for them. We know better. That's why we have to step in. The ones with two brain cells that we do have to rub together, we have to step in. We have to make sure that they understand where we're coming from and what we mean or don't mean. You know, it's remarkable because East and South Asians comprise from the wealthiest and the least disliked group in the United States. Right? But like with Black Americans, a huge majority of young members feel rejected. Right? In their own country because they, you know, they're Americans. Their parents came here to give them a better life. They were born here. They have that better life, and yet they feel rejected. But why? I'd like to know why. How many times does somebody look at you as an Asian and go, yeah, no, you can't eat here. No, I'm not going to hire you because you're Asian. You know, I go through all this, and again, I don't care what people are going to say. You can write me nasties if you want to. But the Asian community, they love education. They revere education. And some of the Asian kids in my district are so smart, so cool. They love music. Those things are valued to them. And so they focus on it. And I love being around them. I love watching them work. And I don't mean physically work. I'm talking about whether it's in school or doing music. Now, see, all those things, someone says, hey, he's a racist. Look, he's talking about them. Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about them like I would be talking about breaking out an Italian group or an Irish group or a German group. There are different qualities in those groups. There's different things in those groups that they bring to the table because of their heritage. I don't think I've ever heard of a German meatball. Anybody ever heard of a German meatball? No, just saying. We all bring different things to the table, and we should be embracing those things. So we should be enjoying those things about each other. But instead, everybody gets all uptight. Right? I know it's a fictitious character, but I'm going to bring it up again, right? You guys, go see Madea Does Christmas. I just think this is hilarious. And there's people around that are kind of making jokes and not making jokes, and everybody's so uptight. And it's like, what are you uptight about? If you got people around you that know where your heart's at, know what you're about, it's not an issue. But everybody's got that slot, right? Everybody's got that thing. I don't know why this was true, and I've talked about this, and people get mad at me, and I don't really care. First of all, I did a lot of work for a company out of Microsoft. I was a lead project manager to get, whenever they would move from one operating system to another, right? They'd have to move computers, they'd move all kinds of stuff. And I always hired female, right? Female project managers. Because first of all, guys, whether you want to hear it or not, women are great at detail. We're terrible at it. They're great at it. And having them as project managers. And I ended up with three black female project managers. Now, did I look at the application? Now, here's a white guy, right? Did I look at the application and say, let me see if I can get me some black women in here to do this? No. No. First of all, they were the best at the job. They had the best qualifications, I'll say. And again, being female, women just are so great at detail. And man, they had them jumping. They had them, and we got jobs done on time. We got jobs done at cost. It was great. We'll talk more about this inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? I mean, I really appreciate the time. All right, I love this. I won't play it, but somebody sent me a clip of Joe Biden where Hunter had to step in to save him from a crowd of kids. There's a shock, right? Maybe. Hit that later on. All right. We were talking about race relations in this country. Where it's gone, why it's gone, the way direction has gone in. What's really funny was, when you look at the numbers, truly look at the numbers, back when Barack Obama, just before Barack Obama became president, right, race relations were very, very good in this country. Right? 70% of the black population said that, no, we're good. We're cool. Race is not, or racial issues are not part of my everyday life. Which, you know, I mean, again, I find that kind of hard to believe because I know, you know, back in the 70s, how bad, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, yeah, back over the years, how bad it's been. So it shows that we were moving towards a more, you know, equal viewpoint of each other. At the same time, 62% among whites felt that race relations were good. Now, I perceive that probably different than somebody else would. I perceive that to mean that the issue was that they felt like the blacks were being treated poorly still and had a lot of racism against them, you know, racist issues against them. I probably would answer the same way because I don't live their life. I don't know what they're feeling. I don't know what's going on. And I think it's asinine to watch these white people, white attorneys, white, you know, social justice warriors, even tell black people that they're oppressed, that they shouldn't let us do this to them, whatever this is. I've already found that. By 2021, it had fallen to about 33% of blacks and 43% of whites felt that we were there, that race relations was good. Okay? Now, the increase is a perception, obviously driven by news, driven by what they see. Right? In a comprehensive 2021 paper, The Social Construction of Racism, the Manhattan Institute, Eric Kaufman, makes the point that less than 10% of Americans currently score as bigots. Hello? See, the numbers don't always make sense. Things don't always work out. Right? The percentage of Americans who believe blacks should push themselves where they're not wanted, or that it's acceptable to discriminate when selling a family home, or things like that, those numbers are very low. You know, when you ask anonymous questions to people regarding interracial marriage, the percentage of Americans who believe blacks shouldn't push themselves where they're not wanted, or that it's acceptable to discriminate. No, I don't know anybody who believes that they should discriminate. I don't hang around those people. I don't know those people. And as far as blacks pushing themselves, I think that if you're in the right, you should kind of push an issue. Why can't I go in there? Why can't I buy a hamburger from them? Why can't I use that bathroom? I don't, you know, again, maybe it's still there. If you're black American, write me. Joe@therealside.com. I'd love to hear your issue. Because it's wrong. I'll show up. I'll stand right next to you. More analysis of data reveals a similar pattern. Today, only 7 to 9% of white Americans would refuse to vote for a qualified same-party candidate who was black or Hispanic. Right? Now, I'll tell you something that's interesting. Take color out of it, right? Over 19% of Americans would not vote for a practicing Mormon. Figure that one out. No, really. So, we have a problem here, right? We have a paradox here. So, one of the least racist large societies in world history, why do most citizens of all colors think that the race relations are bad and that most minorities feel consistently oppressed? See, I have my own. Before I read into some of this, I believe it's because we don't talk to each other. I believe it's because we're afraid to ask questions. You hear Sonia and I do it on a regular basis. Okay? I mean, if we don't talk to each other, if we don't ask each other questions, how are we going to know? Because then we're assuming. We're just guessing, are we not? Right? So it just doesn't make sense. And then all of a sudden, it seems like every single conversation that we've had over the last few years is about racism. Every single conversation we had in the Obama years was about racism. And the difference in the Donald Trump years, I mean, look, here's a man that they kept calling a racist. But when you looked at his life, you looked at his lifestyle, you looked at what he did, there was a racist bone in his body. All right? He garnered almost, 38% of the black community? I mean, seriously. Approval by them. It doesn't sound like a racist person to me. So, it's what we're feeding people, what we're telling them is happening. Right? Do you know how many people didn't know that Michael Smith or some of these others were criminals, had criminal backgrounds, that were in the middle of committing a crime or had just committed a crime? Almost none of them knew that. We are becoming a country, forget the racism portion of it, we're becoming a country that has more acceptance of the criminal than we are of the law abider. That's scary. That's a problem. So, you know, the term just racist racism, they've increased by 100% over every major news outlet. I don't care, you know, right, left, or in the middle. That word is consistently used. In the education world, we hear it all the time. It's just nuts. In the 70s, you know, and the 80s, you almost never heard it, but it was, I would imagine, racism was a little more prevalent then. You know, it's funny, even when they talk about how enlightened the 60s and 70s were, people were coming around, you know, all of that, flower power, love, all that stuff there. There was still quite a bit of racism back then. It was wrong, but it was still there. The New York Times said, what was it, that those two words, right, racism, what have you, they surged from 0.005% of all words used in 1970 to 0.02 in 2020. Mentions grew. All words appearing in print grew. Headlines for CNN and others grew. Right? The term white men grew in use. Come on, think about it. If you throw all this stuff on it, you keep white supremacy, white men. More blacks killed. Innocent young black killed. These are white supremacist terms. I mean, I can keep going on and on and on. You think about it. You keep putting that out on the news where people are taking pretty much, I'm sorry, but more so than not, no matter what you want to say or believe, more so than not, some of the listeners to CNN and MSNBC and that kind of thing, they take everything that rolls off the tongues of those people as gospel truth. I don't know many people on the right side of the aisle that do that. I mean that sincerely. I don't know many people on the right side of the aisle that will listen to a Tucker Carlson or any one of those guys for that matter and say, yep, every word that came out of his mouth tonight was truth. Now, maybe I might say I agree with what he said, or I find this hard to believe, or. But I don't know anybody who swallows the pill like that. I really don't. In 2015, presidential candidate Donald Trump drew some 6,000 retweets after sharing what is perceived to be as an absurd meme, which claimed that 81% of all Caucasian murder crimes are killed by black people. In fact, as this ever needs to be said, roughly 85% of Caucasian homicides and 90% of black murders are interracial. You know what? I'm not going to stick up for the guy. I think if he was paying attention, I would check. But I would tell you that he probably read something to the fact, which is true, 80% of homicides on blacks are done by other blacks. That's more of a true number. Okay? But you can't say that. No. You know, you can't say that because then you're blaming the black community for hurting the black community. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.